We are beginning Masech to Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, with the Mishnah. This Mishnah continues to discuss the dinim of Hatmana, of insulating food with a dover she'enoy mois of hevel, with a substance which maintains heat and doesn't add heat. And we've learned earlier in the Masechta that something that's not mois of hevel, you're allowed to be matman in it before Shabbos, although on Shabbos itself you're not allowed to. Rashi brings down the reason, because the person may find that it has cooled off, and Shema Yarsiach, he'll forget and he'll warm it up on Shabbos. And this halacha that we've had earlier in the Masechta is written distinctly in the first in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Loichi sumi boijoyim, if a person forgot to do the atmana to cover it up before Shabbos begins, loichasenu mishetachshach, he should not cover it up once Shabbos begins, because Shema Yarsiach, as we mentioned before. Continues the Mishnah, Kiso vinizgala, what happens if the person covered it up before Shabbos and it got opened, it was became revealed, and there's different Chaluki Deis, whether this means it became revealed before Shabbos started or even on Shabbos it became revealed. But either way, the halacha is mutter l'chasoysoy. Since he had covered it up miboyjoyim before Shabbos began, even though now it was nizgala, he's allowed to cover it up again on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, memala sakiton. A person is allowed to fill a bottle with cold water. Until now, we've always thought of hatmana concerning covering something for heat purposes. But what about if a person wants to cover something cold? And Rashi says that he's afraid that this cold drink that he's about to drink will become warmed from the heat of the sun. So he's insulating the cold in order to maintain the coldness of the drink. So the halacha is that memala sakitan, he's allowed to fill up the bottle with cold water, v'noisein l'tachas hakar oy tachas hakeses, and he's allowed to put it under the cushion or under the keses, a bolster, which is a long narrow pillow which is used to prop up a person's body. So either one of these cushions a person can use to be matmin tsonein. As we said from Rashi, in order to make sure that it doesn't heat up in the heat of the sun. And other Rishonim learn that it is being used to warm up a very cold item, a very cold drink, and he wants to thaw it out a little. That's the reason why he's warming it up. This is permitted. So according to our Mishnah, it is mutter lahatmin es hatsonein. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mutter lahatman es hatzainen, you're allowed to do hatmana on cold. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my kamashmulan. So Rabbi Yosef immediately had a question on this which was said in the name of Shmuel. What does Shmuel want to be mechadish does? Tanina, this we learned distinctly in the concluding part of the Mishnah. It says, Beferish in the Mishnah, Memala Adam Kiton, a person can fill up a bottle full of cold water, V'noisen tachas akar, tachas akeses, and he can put it under these various cushions. So what is the chiddish of Shmuel? We know that mutter lahatman es hatzonen. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, Tuva Kamashmon. No, he's telling us a big chiddush. De'imi masnisen, if it would be only from our Mishnah, Havamin, I would have thought, Hani Mili Dovor, She'ein Darker Lahatman. What did the Mishnah permit that you're allowed to be matman sonen? That's only like water, which normally is not, there is no hatmana for heat purposes. The amount that the cold water would become warmer is not something that a person practically uses as far as hatmana with heat. So water is something that is not usually heated up through hatmana, so therefore I would have thought that's what the Mishnah is permitting. The only type of cold item that you can be matmin to preserve the cold is something that is not, there's no hatmana made for heat. Avol dover shedarko lahatman. But what about if I have a cold cooked item, which I do use hatmana usually for heat purposes concerning this cold item. So I would have thought that maybe we're goyzer hatmana b'tzoinen, otu hatmana b'cham. I would have made a gzeira in the cold because it's normally used for atmana for heat. I would have thought avadovish shadark lahatman loy, that you're not allowed to do hatmana b'tzoinen kamash malon. And that's the chiddush of Shmuel, that whatever the item is, whether the item is usually used with hatmana for heat or whether it's not used for hatmana for heat, either way the halacha remains mutter lahatman es hatzonim. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, we have in the Gemara Amar Rav. The Masoras HaShas on the side says Amar Rebbe. And we'll see from the context of the Gemara that this is correct. We have to be garis Amar Rebbe. Said in the name of Rebbe, Asur Lahatman HaSatsoina. You're not allowed to do against what our Mishnah says. You're not allowed to insulate something for which is cold to preserve the cold. Frey the Gemara of Atanya, we learned in a Brisa, which we'll see on Amud Beis, Rebbe Hitter Lahatman Esatzoina, that Rebbe distinctly was matter to do Hatmana with cold. So it's a stira. So the Gemara answers, Loikasha, this is not difficult. Ha Mekameh, the Bach says, Dishameh Merabbi Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. When did Rebbe say, Asr Lahatman Esatzoina? That's before he heard it from Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. But Holob Asr Lishameh, after he heard from Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, that it is Mutter Lahatman Esatzoina, Rebbe Paskind as well, that Mutter Lahatman Esatzoina. And the Gemara relates a story that has to do with this change in Rebbe's attitude towards being Matman Tzonin. Ki ha, the Yosef Rebbe. As the story goes, Rebbe was sitting, Va'omar, and he paskind, Asr Lahatman Esatzoinen, you cannot do Hatmana on something cold. Amar Lefan of Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi. Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi was sitting in front of Rebbe. Rebbe was the Nasi at this time of Klal Yisrael, and Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi says to Rebbe, Abba, my father Reb Yossi, Hitter Lahatman Esatzoinen, he permitted to do Hatmana with Tzonin. So when Rebbe heard that Rabbi Yossi, the father of Rabbi Yishmael, had paskened Mutter Lahatman Esatzoinen, so Rebbe immediately said, Kvar Hoyrezokin, okay, if Rabbi Yossi paskened that Mutter Lahatman Esatzoinen, I changed my mind, and I also paskened Mutter Lahatman Esatzoinen. So this is the story that shows us how Rebbe changed his mind from Isser to Heter. Amar Rav Papa, when Rav Papa heard of this story, Rav Papa remarked, Boy Urei, come and see, come and mechavvin zeh zeh. Look how the Talmidei Chachamim cherish one another, how much kavod they give to one another. Why? She'ilu Rabbi Yossi Kayim, if Rabbi Yossi would be alive right now, Hoyakafuf V'yoshev Lefnei Rebbe, he would subordinate himself and he would sit in front of Rebbe. Rashi explains, although Rebbe was not as great as Rabbi Yossi, but yet Rabbi Yossi would have subordinated himself to Rebbe, who was the Nasi, and he would not have been Moira Halacha, he wouldn't have paskened a din in front of Rebbe. And how do I know that Rabbi Yossi would have been Kafa V'yoshev in front of Rebbe? Daha Rabbi Yishmol B'Rebbe Yossi. Because his son, Rabbi Yishmol, the Memala Makam Avaisav Hava, he was, Rashi says, Godel Ka'aviv, he was as great of a Talmudic scholar as his father, Rabbi Yossi, was. And we saw in the story before, V'Kafa V'yoshev Lefnei Rebbe. When Rebbe was sitting and saying the Alach of Asur Lahatman Esatzoinen, so who was sitting in front of him? Who was subordinate to him? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. So if Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was kafir to Rabbi, so his father, Rabbi Yossi, who was on the same status as far as being a Talmud Chacham, if Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was kafir, Rabbi Yossi would also have been kafir. And yet, v'ka'amar, when Rabbi heard from Rabbi Shmuel that his father, Rabbi Yossi, had said, mutter lahatman esatzoinen, what did Rabbi respond? Kvar hayra zaken, the halach is like the zaken, like Rabbi Yossi. So we see, how they cherished each other, that Rebbe gave in and he was maskim that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yossi, although Rabbi Yossi was subordinate to Rebbe. Now, Tosfos over here in Divrei Maskil Ilu and also Tosfos in Nida Daf Yud Amud Beis brings this Rashi that really Rebbe was not as great as Rabbi Yossi. He was only the Nasi, and that's why Rabbi Yossi would have been subordinate. And Tosfos brings a Raya to Rashi from the story that took place there in Nida. Because the Gemara relates that Rebbe told Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that a great Talmud Chacham is coming, and his name is Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna, and he called him a Gadol. He's a Adam Gadol. He's a great man. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to Rebbe, next time Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna comes to you, I want to meet him. So they met. Rebbe introduced them, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna, ask me a question. So he asked him a question, and Rabbi Shmuel said, do you want me to give you the teretz of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, or do you want me to give you what my father paskin? So Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna said, give me the psak of Rebbe. To which Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Zeo she'omer alav the Adam Gadol hu? Are you the one about which Rebbe said is a man of great stature, an Adam Gadol? Shemaniach divri Rav shemeya divri Talmud. You're not interested in what my father, the Rav Pasuk. My father was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He was his Rebbe. He's much greater than him. So you're an Adam Gadol because you only want to hear what the Talmud Rebbe said and not what my father, the Rav, said. So we seek clear from this Gemara, it says Tosfos that Rashi's correct, that really Rebbe was not as great as Rabbi Yossi. Why would Rabbi Yossi have been kafuf to Rebbe? Only because Rebbe was the Nasi. Ask Tosfos in the Akasha on Rashi's Pshat. If that is the case, so how does the Gemara bring a raya that Rav Papa says they were mechavv and zeh, they cherished each other? If Rebbe found out that the Gadol, the greater man in learning, Rabbi Yossi, had paskin mutter lahatmanis tzarin. So of course Rebbe is maskim to Rabbi Yossi, not because he's a mechavev him necessarily, but because Rabbi Yossi was greater in learning. So if I hear, Rabbi Yossi himself wouldn't have paskined in front of Rebbe because he was the nasi. But once Rebbe heard from his son that that's what my father paskin, it's not because he's mechavev, it's because he has to listen to what the Gadol said. So what, according to Rashi, what's from the Gemara? Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, that really Rebbe was greater. And he brings a raya not from the beginning of the story there, but from the end of the story. Because the Gemara says, why indeed did Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna want to hear Rebbe? And why didn't he want to hear the Rav Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Chama Bar Bisna says, Savar, Tosfos here brings it at the end, Savar Rebbe Reish Masifta. In other words, when was Rebbe lower than Rabbi Yossi? That's when Rebbe was younger. Tosfos speaks out in Nida. But Ein Echanami, when Rebbe got older and he became a Rosh Yeshiva, the Shchichi Rabbonin Gabei Mechadad and Shmaitze, the Tamidim flocked to Rebbe, to Rosh Yeshiva, and through their question and the give and take of Torah, Rebbe, it seems, outsteigd his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi. And he, in fact, became greater. Ah, so Aybazori, when Rebbe got older, he was greater than Rabbi Yossi. Now it's very good, says Rav Papa, the Raya, Kamen Mechavvin Zeh Zeh, that although Rebbe was greater than Rabbi Yossi, not because he was a Nasi, like Rashi learns, because in fact he shtied out, he became greater in his older age than Rabbi Yossi was, and yet when he heard that Rabbi Yossi paskened its mutter, he said, Kvar harizokin, we see, kama mechavven zeh azeh. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman l'dor avdi, Rav Nachman said to Doru, his servant, he told him to do two things, and he wanted to show that the halach is like these two things. Atma litzoinen, on Shabbos I want you to do hatmana, I want you to cover up cold, and on the weekday, v'aisli maya, the achim kfeil armar, I want you to bring me water that was heated up by a goy. Shama Rab Ami. Rab Ami heard what Rab Nachman had told his slave Daru, v'ikbed, and he felt that this was wrong. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my time ikvid, why are you makbid, why do you hold something against Rabbi Nachman? Kerabis of it, he did as his Rebbeim. Chada Karav, in one of the things he paskin like Rav, his Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman's Rebbe, the Chadak Shmuel, and one was like Shmuel. Which one was like Shmuel? Kishmuel, Dam Rav Yudam Shmuel, Mutter Lahatman is at Soinen. You're allowed to do Hatman on Soinen. And Karav, the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, he said in the name of Rav, Kol Shehu Nechal Kamoi Shehu Chai, anything that it's eaten raw, which doesn't have to be cooked, so then, even if a goy cooked it, Ein Boy Mishulam Bishulei Nachum. Normally, there's an Isser for a goy to cook up something for a Jew, but that's only something that cannot be eaten raw. But something which could be eaten raw, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, there is no Isser of Bishul Akum, because you didn't need the cooking of the goy, it could have been eaten raw. And that's why, in fact, the Pre-Chadish in Yaradeya in Siman Kuf Yud Beis tells us in the name of Tosfos that beer that's made out of grain, there is no Bishul Akum in it, because just like concerning the Bracha, the wheat that it's made from, the grain that it's made from, is bottled to the water, and we make a shahakol nibidvori, so also the wheat is bottled to the water, that there's no halacha of bishulakum. And concludes the pre-chodesh, and we hach taima yesh lahater hakafi v'hachokolat. Hot cocoa or coffee, how can you take it if it was cooked up by a goy? The answer is, since it's bottled to the water, that's why the brach of it is shahakol. So hu adin legabi bishlakim, anything where the essence of the matter is, of the item, is water, and it could be drunk and raw. So memela, there is no iser, says the prechadish, of bishlakim. So the Gemara is asking, why was Rav Ami makbid on Rav Nachman? It's something that's nechel k'moshuchai, and there's no Isser of Bishlakim. The Gemara answers, the Masorah Shah says on the side, Vihu Savar, and Rav Ami, who was Makbid held, Adam Chashev Shaini, that Rav Nachman is an Adam Chashev, he's a very important man of stature. And as Rashi explains, people could learn from him to do something wrong. Adam Chashev Shaini, if they see that Aroya says Rashi Oysoy Shumekel, Oymiru Mekel Yoyser, they're not such Tamid Chachamim. If they see Dorav, the cooking up water, they'll think you're allowed to cook, a goy can cook up meat also. And if they see that you're being Matman Soinen, they'll think that you could be matman something hot on Shabbos where it's moist of hevel also. So Memela, therefore, he felt that Rav Nachman in his position should not have done those things which are the etzim and halacha mutter, but as an Adam Chashev, he should have stayed away and not done those things. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Afal pisha amru ein taimnin afilu bedover she'ena moisav hevel mishachashecha, as we learned in the Mishnah, even something that does not add heat, but once Shabbos comes, you cannot do atman in it, because the reason we gave is because Shema Yarsiach, maybe it'll get cooled off, and he'll forget it Shabbos, and he'll reheat it. So even though that's the halacha, dover she'ena moisav hevel is only mutter before Shabbos, and not on Shabbos, but in bolo hoisav moisav, if he wants to add on that which is already, there's already hatmana on it. He's already insulated, and he wants to add insulation, he's allowed to. Now, this does not mean that he leaves the original insulation and adds. But even more than that, according to the Gemara over here, he's allowed to take away the original and put something completely new. As we'll see in the Gemara, Ketzad Huaysa, how does he do this? Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Noitel Es HaSadidin, he takes, if it was covered with sheets, he could take the sheets off, umaniach esa glupkarin, and he can put on glupkarin. What's glupkarin? So Rashi says coat. In other words, a coat. He can take a warmer substance. Let's say it's in the winter, and although this is not a thing that's mice of hevel, or because that would be usher, but he's allowed to put something which by nature maintains the heat better than the other item. Or let's say it's in the summertime and he doesn't want it so hot, he can take away the coat and he can cover it with sheets. So he not only is he allowed to add on the insulation, but he's actually allowed to change it and remove the old insulation and put on new insulation. V'chein hoya Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rashi explains, Mekel Kulach Riti Batmana, just like he was Mekel the first thing that he said, so too he added another Kula in Hilchas Hatmana, Loy Osru Elo Oisoi Mechem. A thing that is not Mois of Hevel, it's Osir to do Atmana with it on Shabbos. When did they Osir on Shabbos something that's not Mois of Hevel? Only a Mechem, only Elo Oisoi Mechem, that pot. Aval Pina Mi Mechem Le Mechem, if he had already poured the contents from one pot to another pot, mutter, then it is permitted even on Shabbos to do hatmana with something that's not mois of hevel. If it's mois of hevel, then there's no exceptions to the rule. That's usher on Shabbos. It's usher even before Shabbos. But a thing that's not mois of hevel, which is only usher on Shabbos, but if he had already poured it from one pot to another, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Why? Hashta ikuri kamekala. What's the whole reason why it's usher with a thing that's not mois of hevel on Shabbos? Because Shema Yasiach, he'll forget, and he will heat up the item. But what do I see his intention is to cool it off? What's the proof that he wants to cool it off? Because he's pouring it from one keli to the other. which, like we learned before in the Masechta, a Kli Sheni, there's definitely less heat in a Kli Sheni than a Kli Rishon. So he's showing us his intention is to cool it off. Irsuchi kamir sachla. Should you think that he then wants to try to heat it up? We see he doesn't want to heat it up. So in such a case, they were not geyser even on Shabbos to do atmana with a thing that is not moisiv hevel. Now, the next part goes into hatmana connected with mukta. Taman v'chisa, b'dover hanitl b'shabbos. If a person did atmana on the sides, he wrapped around the pot with items that are not moisiv hevel, but they are not mukta either. V'chisa b'dover hanitl, and he covered it on top also with something that's not mukta. So then there's no problem. He could take out the pot from the insulation, put it back. He's not dealing with mukta. Or it's even mutter where taman bedavar shein and nitl b'shabbos. The surrounding around the pot was mukta, but v'chisa bedavar nitl b'shabbos. The covering on top was something that was not mukta, which you're permitted to move on Shabbos. So the din is in both of these cases. Hareiz en nitl machzer. He can, for example, let's take the case where it's surrounded with mukta, but on top there's no mukta. So he takes off that top insulation because it's not mukta. He grabs on to the rim of the pot and he lifts up the pot and he puts it back, umachzer, and he puts it back and there's no problem. But what happens if taman v'chisa b'davar shein and nitl b'shabbos? What happens if he insulated it or he covered, and he covered it with something that's mukta? So then he's stuck. How is he going to get to the pot to take it out of the insulation? On top is mukta, on the sides is mukta. Oy, even shetaman bedavar hanitl b'shabbos. He surrounded it with something that's not mukta. V'chisa, but the cover was bedavar shein and nitl b'shabbos, was with something that is mukta. So the din is as follows. Im hayam megula mukta'asai, if there's a little opening on the top, so then nitl umachzer, then he could take out the pot and return it. Then it's okay, and we'll explain from Rashi why it's okay in a moment. V'im lav, but if it's totally covered on top, ein oinot l'machzer. And now we turn to Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, ein oinot l'machzer. He cannot remove it from the insulation. So Rashi explains that if it is covered completely on top, if he's going to lift up the pot and shake off the covering. Again, this is the case we're speaking about where it's surrounded with non-mukta insulation. The top is mukta. So if he's going to if he's going to shake off, for example, the mukta on top, so this will not be permitted. So Rashi asks the question, why in fact should it not be permitted? Rashi is four lines from the bottom. He brings from Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Ha'evin shall pia chavis. Let's say I have a stone on top of a barrel on Shabbos. The stone is mukta. Matal tzida, you can tip the barrel on its side, v'hinoifelis, and the stone will fall off. V'imhoisa b'ena chaviyos, and let's say this barrel is between other barrels, and you're afraid that if you tip over the stone, it will fall on the other barrel and it will break it. So magbiya, you can even, besides tilting the barrel, you can lift up the whole barrel, umatal tzida, turn it to its side, v'hinoifelis, and the rock falls off. So why over here do I say that if it's surrounded with non-mukta, and he has the mukta on top, and it's completely covered, I say the din is that he can't do anything. Rashi says, why can't he do something? Let him peel off the insulation around it, which is not mukta, grab a hold of the pot, lift it up, and shake off the mukta, just like you see over there by Chavis that you could do that. So Rashi answers no, because when is that permitted on Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis? That's only when he inadvertently, the rock was on top of the barrel. But over here we're speaking about where he wanted to insulate it from all sides, around it, on top of it. So he put the mukta on top of this beferish, he had das to put it. If so, the bottom pot becomes a bosses ledover aser. At a bosses ledover aser, you won't be able to shake off the top. The difference is a simple difference. Over there, it was left inadvertently, and here it was left on purpose. If it's left on purpose, the bottom is a bosses, you can't. fragend achrayim. So why, if it's lifted off a little bit, could you? If the bottom becomes a bustle of davar aser, then you can't touch it at all. I can't even move it to lift it off. So the achrayim answer that no, there's a difference, because Rashi Shita is that when does it become a bustle of davar aser? When you leave it bemezid on purpose, which our Gemara is speaking about, that's only if you lift it up. Then it's not allowed. But if you could shake it off by not lifting it, that's okay. That's Rashi Shita. Memel, it's very good. If the whole pot is covered on top, what's the only way that I can get the top off? I'll have to lift it. If I just try to tilt it to the side, that won't be enough to get the top off. Therefore, that's Tak Aser. Lifting it where you left it, the mezid, the bottom becomes a bustle of davar aser. You cannot lift it and shake it off, the mezid. However, where there's a little opening on the top, you don't need to lift it off. All you have to do, it's already, let's say, halfway off. All you have to do is tilt it and it falls off by itself. That is permitted. So that's the explanation of the chel. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says, No Irisha Pishtan Daka, that if a person has fine flax combings, Harei Kizevel has halacha as a manure. Rashi says concerning what? That we know Zevel is a thing that's mice of Hevel. Memela, that you're not allowed to be matmanin even before Shabbos. So no Irisha Pishtan Daka has the same halacha. You cannot do hatmana in it even before Shabbos. Manichin, now comes a new halacha. Manichin mechem agabi mechem. If I have a kettle, a hot kettle, I can put it on top of another hot kettle. Ukedeira agabi kedeira. I can put the kettle is made out of, Rashi says, nechayshis, copper. And the kedeira, the pot, I can put on top of the other pot. And the pot is an earthenware pot. And then it says the way we have the girsa in the Gemara. Avoloi kedeira agabi mechem. But you're not allowed to put a kedeira on top of a mechem, a pot on top of a kettle, and you're not allowed to put a mechem, a kettle, al gabi kedeira. That's the way we have it in our Gemara. The Mesoris Hashas says you have to take out the words avolo. And really, we have to read that even the last two cases are mutter, just like the first two cases. And he says that even though Rashi brings a girsa, which prohibits Mechem al gabi kedeira, but even according to Rashi's girsa, the third case that we had here, kedeira al gabi mechem, is mutter. In other words, which one is warmer, the kedeira or the mechem? The answer is the earthenware kedeira is warmer than the metal mechem. So there is a girsa that wants to say that the last case should be usher, mechem al gabi kedeira, because then the kedeira, which is hotter than the mechem, is warming up the mechem. But Mesoris Hashas says that no one has a half a minute that kedeira al gabi mechem should be usher, because we always know tatog over the bottom makes the top hotter. So if I have a earthenware on top of a copper, the copper is cooler than the earthenware, so that's not a problem. And then Rashi brings down that in fact the Tosefta is not goyris avaloi totally, and the Tosefta says that even mechem al gabi kedeira is also mutter. Even when the copper, the cooler copper, is on top of the hotter earthenware, that's also mutter. So it comes out, according to Rashi, with the Tosefta, all of the four cases are mutter, and even if I want to say that one of the cases should be usher, the only one would be the last case, which will be mechem al gabi kedeira. Continues the Gemara, v'tach es piba batzik, and you could seal the top of the keli with dough. This means dough that was kneaded before Shabbos, because you can't knead the dough on Shabbos. But these cases where you could put the kelim one on top of the other, v'loy b'shvil shi'chumul, it's not speaking about a case where the top keli was totally cold and you want to warm it up with the bottom keli, which is hot. That would taka be usher. Elo b'shvil shi'yu mishumarim, both of the kelim are warm, and you just want to maintain the heat of both, so then you're allowed to put the kelim one on top of the other, as we mentioned before. continues the brisa. Ukeshem shein time nemesachamin kachin time nesatzoinen. Just like you can't do atmana on hot, you can't do atmana on cold. Rebbe hitter lahatman esatzoinen. This is what we brought on Amud Aleph. Rebbe said also, we asked about the utanya that Rebbe said mutter. Here's where Rebbe says beferish that it's mutter lahatman esatzoinen, because we learned after we heard from Rebbe Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yossi paskin mutter lahatman esatzoinen. Rebbe said kvar hoy rezaken. Continues the brisa. Vein meraskin. You're not allowed to crush snow or hail b'Shabbos, in order that the water should run out and drip out, and you're going to collect the water to drink it. Why? Rashi says, because this is like moilid, you are creating something new. Rashi says, you're creating this new water on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say it's usher because it's the Rabbanim were geyser, it's like dush, just like you're usher to squeeze out on Shabbos juice from fruit because of the malach of threshing of dash. So this was became usher because it looks like the malach of dash. You could take ice cubes, for example, and you could put it in a cup or a bowl. It disintegrates by itself. You don't have to worry that you're creating something new. When you crush it and you're doing an action and you're mamish making it into water from the ice, that's taka usher. But where it happens by itself, that is mutter. Hadrun aloch ba metoimnen, hadrun aloch ba metoimnen, hadrun aloch ba metoimnen. And now we begin the perek ba me behema yoitza. We know that just as a person is not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and he's also not allowed to walk Dalet Amos into Rishus HaRabim with carrying something, so too he is not allowed to let his animal do Hoitzah or Maver Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And likewise, he cannot let his behemoth do any other of the lamates malachas. This is learned either from the losase of loisase kol malacha ata uvincha v'chol behemtecha, or from the assay of Laman Yanuach Sharcha v'chamarecha. If you look in the top Taisus and this perek, so Taisus says the Adam Muzra Shris Behemte, a person is commanded not to let his animal do any work. Dechsev Laman Yanuach. So Taisus takes the assay that your ox or your donkey should rest on Shabbos. Taisus says, what about the loisase which other Rishonim use for the source that an animal cannot do the lamates malachas? Taisus says Miu Lav the loisase malacha atav emtecha leka. That's only by mechamer. Mechamer means that you cause the animal who has a load on it to walk, let's say, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. That's the special issur of mechamer. That's learned out from the pasuk of Loisas Malacha Atav Emtecha, but it's not for the Lamates Malachas, Tosfos' opinion is, and that we learn out that an animal cannot do the Lamates Malachas from Laman Yanuach, the assay of Laman Yanuach, but either way, it's usur. Now, an animal may carry apparel which shields it from the elements, or items which help the owner restrain it or lead it. An animal may not on Shabbos carry a burden. Our Mishnah specifies which items an animal may carry out on Shabbos and which the animal may not. Says the Mishnah, "Bameh behema yaitzu, bameh ena yaitzu." What can an animal take out on Shabbos from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim? What can the animal not take out? So the Mishnah says, "Yaitzi agomel b'afser." A camel can go out with a halter. A halter is a rope which is tied to the animal's mouth. V'naka, Rashi says, "What's a naka? Drumil," which is similar to the English word a dromedary, which is a one hump domestic camel. We'll see in the Gemara, it's a white female camel, and it is harder to control than the regular gomel. So it needs a chotem, it needs a nose ring. There's a hole which is drilled into the nose of the camel, and a ring is put through it, and the camel is led by a leash attached to the ring. So since this is anything that's used to restrain the animal and lead it is not considered a burden on Shabbos and its mutter to have the animal and to lead the animal with the animal carrying it. V'luvdukim, we'll see in the Gemara what luvdukim are. B'prumbia, you're allowed to take them out with a bit. A bit is the metal mouthpiece which is in a bridle, which has a covering of the head, and there's a harness with reins. So the animal is led by moving the reins through the bit, so that the animal can be led with a prumbia. V'sus b'shir, and a horse with a collar. V'chol bali ashir, and all animals that use a collar, yaitzim b'shir, they can go out on Shabbos with a shir. V'nimshachim b'shir, and you could lead them with a shear. The Gemara is going to ask, what is this extra thing that they could be led? We understand if they can go out with a shear, that they can be led with a shear. Umaz, now comes a halacha of tumah and tahara. Umazin aleyan, the Bach has the word bimkaiman. If the collar became tumay and you want to sprinkle on it the mei chattis of the por aduma to make it tor, so you don't have to take the collar off the neck of the animal. And it's a taisvis of dafnun beis amid aleph divrei maskil umazin explains the chiddush is because it is if you sprinkle the mei chattis and it hits the animal first before it hits the collar, that would make the mei chattis puzzle, and we have a chiv that we have to keep the mei chattis kosher. So I would have thought that we would have ushered this. You have to take the collar off the animal's neck. The answer is that we feel that the people can sprinkle it properly. We're not worried about that. They're not going to hit the animal before they hit the collar, and therefore you can leave the collar bimkaimon, and you could be mazid the mechatas to be matar the collar. V'toivlon bimkaimon. You also, if it became tummy, you can take it to a mikveh, and you could be toivl them with them as long as there's water that can go inside the collar and has a place to go. You could be toivl the animal with the collar on, and you don't have to worry about anything. Says the Gemara, my naka b'chaitim. What does naka mean? What is a chaitim? Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, nakasach yurti. This is a white female camel. Bezamim of the parzala. She can go out with a nose ring made out of iron. V'luvdakim b'prumbia. What is luvdakim and prumbia? Amar Rav Huna, chamra luba. This is a donkey from Luba. Taisvis, the second Taisvis, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, de Luba Haina Mitzrayim. This is Egypt. It's a donkey from Egypt, which was a wilder donkey, type of donkey. Bepagi de Parzala, with a bit made out of iron. Levi Shadr Zuzi Lebechuzor. Levi sent money to the people in Bechuzor, which was in a remote area of Bavel, and he asked them, Lemizban Le Chamra Luba. He wanted to purchase this Chamra, this donkey from Egypt. Tsaru, they tied up his money. Shadrulay, they sent it back to him. Sha'ari, they sent back to him barley. Lamaimer, they were trying to give him a message. The Nigri, the Chamras Ari, that the strides, the strength of a donkey is in the barley that it eats. So Rashi explains, it took 6 months to go from that place over there, Chazoi, to come to where Levi was. And they felt in the 6 months of the animal traveling will not be good for the animal. They said, you know what, you're better off, just feed your local donkey barley and give it a lot of barley and it'll get strong. You're better off than trying to get this animal from 6 months away. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Machlif lefnei Rebbe shalzu bezu. In front of Rebbe, the Talmidim switched around one piece of equipment with the other. In Mahu, what is the halacha? In other words, we take the first two cases of the Mishnah. A gomel with an afser and a naka with a chotem. What happens if I use a chotem for a gomel and I use an afser for a naka? Now, in the case of a gomel, if I were to use a chotem, I would be increasing the shmira of the animal. It doesn't need a chotem. A chotem is a much more powerful tool in leading the animal. So here I have extra. In the case of a naka, this wild female camel, if I only use an afser, I'm diminishing in my ability to control the animal. So that's the question that they asked. If I do too much shmira, or I do too little shmira, is that considered a masui, or is it not considered a masri? So the Gemara says, "Na could be afser loy tibarlach." To use less is not a question. Why? Kiven de loy mintra bay masri. If you can't protect the animal well by having less of a instrument with which to lead it, then it turns out it's a masri. It's not doing its job, so it's a burden, and you're also to take it out on Shabbos. Ki tibarlach. When would you have a good question? Gomel b'chay tamai. What about a camel with something better? With taking a nose ring, you don't need it. Is that a problem or not? What's the shaila? Kiven the sagale ba'afser masuhu. Do I say since it's enough to lead it with an afser, then it is a masu if I'm going to use this nose ring? Or dilman the tirusa yisir to loy amrina masu. Or maybe too much of a good thing is not a problem, so he has a better protection. That doesn't make it yet into a masu. That's the shaila. Amar Lefana Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he said, Kach Amar Abba, this is what my father, Rabbi Yaisi Paskin, Arba Behemis, Yaitzis Ba'afser, there are four animals that can go out with an afser, with a halter, Hasus, the horse, Vaperda, and a mule, Vagomel, and a camel, Vachamor, and a donkey. So why, when you say four, and you specify what the four are, Lemute Mai, what are you coming to say that could not be taken out? So lav lemute, aren't you trying to be memayit? Gomel b'chotem, that a gomel can only be taken out with an afser, but a gomel to upgrade it to a nose ring, you're not loy. You're not lav lemute gomel b'chotem. That's not good. The Gemara says loy. Don't make such a deduction. I'll make a different deduction. Lemute nakav afser. Maybe if it's too much protection, maybe that's not a masui. And you know what? We're being memayit these four animals. We're being memayit a female. The female camel to take it out with less of a protection, with only an afser, that's a masri, and that is prohibited on Shabbos. So you have no raya from that halacha which was said over from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yais in the name of his father. B'masnita Tana, we learned in a brisa, luvdokim v'gomel yaitz b'afser. You could take out the wild donkey and a camel with an afser. The Meforshim try to understand what are we trying to teach with this halacha. And they explain that the Gemara is now trying to shlug up what it just said a line before. You're telling me these four animals are memayit what? Naka b'afser. Because a naka is not good. Only these four are good with an afser, but not the female camel. But I see that a luvdokim, which normally are taken out with what? With a bit. And here I say they could be taken out with an afser. And we're going to see on, hopefully today, or maybe tomorrow, we'll see on Nun Beis Amud Aleph that a bit is a stronger shmir than an afser. So just like a luvdiki could be taken out with an afser, so who adin, maybe a naka could also be taken out with an afser. That's the purpose of the Gemara. The Meforshim Taka asks if luvdiki could be taken out with an afser, and yet our Mishnah says it's taken out with a bit. Why doesn't the Gemara bring a proof from there that you can upgrade? Why didn't the Gemara bring that as a proof? The Rishonim answer that, but in the case of a luvdiki, it can be taken out either with an afser or with a bit. Yes, the bit will do a better job, but it's not a quantum leap. They're similar to each other. The officer's a little worse. The bit is a little better. So that's no raya. The Gemara Shaila is a camel to take it out with a chotem. That's a quantum leap. That maybe is too much of a netira, of too much of a watching, and that would be Shmiri Yaseira, which would be a masri. Ketanoi, the Gemara says, this Shaila of Shmiri Yaseira is a machlaikis tanoim l'chaira. It says, ein chaya yoytze besugar. A chaya, an animal cannot go out with a collar made out of rope. Yes, the animal could go out with a rope collar. Anything that protects it is not a masri. So now the Gemara says the following. What's the case? If we're speaking about, Rashi says, like a bear, if we're speaking about a big animal, a rope collar will not help to protect a bear from leading a bear. So if so, how could Chananya, who says you need Dovra Mishtamer, how could Chananya say that it is good? It's a masri because it doesn't do its job at all. You're going to have to say it's a small animal, Rashi says, like Nami of a Cholda, a marten or a weasel. If that's the case, Miloy Sagula Sugar, certainly everybody would hold that a rope collar is enough. If so, what's the swar of Chananya what's the swar of the Tanakama who says that it is a masri? Why is it a masri? It definitely helps you to lead the small animal. Elamai, you know what the machlaikis is? Elav chasul, ikabinai, a cat is the machlaikis. Tanakama sover. Kivin, the sagalob misna baalmo, masriyu. Since all you need to lead a cat, Rashi says, because a cat sticks, is loyal to its owner and it doesn't have a desire to run away, all you need is a little string. And what did you use? You used a rope collar, which is much more than is necessary. So the Tanakama holds Masuyu, and that's why it's awesome. Chananya Sover, call the Tirus Yisir, to lawyer me the Masuyu. We don't say that it's a Masu. L'chayr, that will be the Machlaik's tonight. Arm Rav Huna Rachia said, Arm Shmuel, Nem Shmuel, Halacha ki Chananya, that what? That Shmiri Yisir is not a problem. The Gemara ends off with a story. Levi berayed the Rav Huna Rachia. The same Rav Huna Rachia who just paskin, that the Halacha is like Chananya, his son Levi was walking once with Rabbi bar of Huna. Have a kazli burcha, they were going on the way. Kad me chamra de Levi lechamra de Rabbi Rav Huna. So Levi, who was lower than Rabbi bar Huna, Rabbi Rav Huna was either his Rebbe or he was Gadol, Rashi says he was greater than Levi. So Levi's chamor jumped ahead. Cholish died to Rabbi Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna had a chalishus adas. He felt bad. He thought that Levi is not doing the correct approach, which is to walk or ride behind your Rebbe. Give your Rebbe covet. When Levi saw that his Rebbe was disturbed, he said, Amar, let me tell him something. And now we turn to Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Itus of Date. Rashi says, I didn't mean to do it. My chamor, that's like a wild chamor, he ran first. So he wanted to hint this to him. How did he hint it to him? Amar Lei, he said, he asked him a shayla. Chamor shasak of Roim kegoin zeh. A bad chamor, like this one who's not disciplined, he was hinting that that's why this happened. Mahu lotzeis b'prumbia b'shabbos. Could he go out with a prumbia, which is more of a protection than the normal afser? Here we see that a bit is a bigger protection. So his shayla was, is a shmiri yaseira a problem on, of a master or not? Amar Lei, so he answered him, Hachi Amar Avuch Mishmei de Shmuel. You are Levi Berei de Rav Huna Barchia. Rav Huna Barchia himself paskind. Halacha kechananya. The halacha is like Chananya, that what? That Shmir Yisera is not a problem. So whether it is a Shmir Yisera or not is not an issue, because Shmir Yisera is not considered a Masui.